Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. Stephan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. It does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era, with reformist and moderate conservatives creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Final results of Friday's voting may provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will receive what they hoped for, a more open and moderate Iran. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosions in the Somali capital Mogadishu Friday, happened at the gate of a popular park and a nearby hotel, leaving at least 12 people dead, officials saying the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to the Al-Qaeda, carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency and the UN Children's Fund are setting up 20 centers to support and protect children and families who are fleeing war and persecution as they move across Europe's migration routes. Lisa Schlein has details.
The so-called Blue Dot Hubs are intended to be a safe place for children and families facing many risks once they arrive in Greece and move along the Balkan migratory route, which includes the former Republic of Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia. A huge blue dot identifies the locations as places where children can play and they and their families can receive vital services, protection, and counseling in a single location. Volker Türk, the UNHCR Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, says families on the move are very vulnerable, especially children. He says many are unaccompanied and others become separated from their families. He says children are at risk of sickness, trauma, sexual exploitation, trafficking, and violence. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The newly elected FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, has promised to restore the shattered image of the International Federation of Football Association through reforms, he says, intended to make FIFA more transparent, professional, and accountable. He will now face multiple FIFA controversies, including criminal investigations of dozens of officials for corruption. U.S. economy beat expectations in the final quarter of 2015, growing at a faster pace than economists had expected, but not by too much. Miller Sega has our report.
U.S. domestic output slowed in the last 3 months of 2015, hurt in part by weaker growth overseas, plunging oil prices, and a strong dollar, according to PNC Financial Services' Gus Fauché on Skype.
Trade was a larger drag because of the stronger dollar and weak global growth. So exports from the U.S. were more expensive. That made overseas economies a little less willing to buy them. Consumer spending growth increased, but at a slower pace in the fourth quarter.
Many analysts expect growth will speed up later this year as consumers benefit from an improving job market and lower gasoline costs. All told, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4% in 2015. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Obese and overweight young adults have worse memories than those who were thin. That, according to a new study by the University of Cambridge, researchers saying that while the study was small, other studies have shown that higher body weight affects both brain and structure and ability to perform in cognitive testing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.